We continue our learning. We're in Shavuos, Perek Dalid, Mishneh Yud Gimel. By way of introduction, it's just important for us to know the different categories of Shem Hashem, which are important to know with respect to certain halachos. For example, let's say someone curses one parent, for which a person is chayiv misa. Cursing is done with Shem Hashem. The malchus for a person who curses himself or a person who curses someone else will also depends on the name of Hashem that's used. Other examples, let's say a person violates blasphemy to be megadef Hashem. So Mekalel Hashem also, we need to know what that is. And with respect to our Mishnah, we'll see, making a Shavuah sometimes B'Shem Hashem is also important to know the different categories. Category number one, of course, is the Shem HaMiyuchad, is Yud Kei Vav Kei, which we're not supposed to pronounce, which obviously describes Hashem as HaYohoveh V'Yihyeh. The second group has other, is a lower level, is Aleph Dalid Nun En Yud, the name Kel, Eloka, Elokim, Shakai, Tzvakos, and some say Eke Asher Eke, which we have in Parsha Shmos. And finally, just the third group, the lowest level, are just descriptions of Hashem's attributes. Gadol, Hagadol, Hagibor, Rachum, Erech Hapayim, Rav Chesed, etc. So the Mishnah says like this, Mashvi ani aleichem, mitzave ani aleichem, oserchem ani hare'elu chayovim. Here you have someone says to two edim, I adjure you to come and testify on my behalf. Or he says, not mashbia, but mitzaveh, I command you. Or oserchemani, I prohibit you, in the sense that there's going to be some type of prohibition upon you if you don't come. And the Gemara says that we have to add on the word bishvua. Mashbiane alechem bishvua. Matzevani alechem bishvua. And oserchemani bishvua. And what does bishvua mean? So Rashi claims that bishvua means the following. And this is a quote from Rashi. Mazkir es Hashem. You mention Shem Hashem in any one of these languages, either Shem Hashem or one of the substitutes for Shem Hashem, as we mentioned, as we'll learn in the Mishnah. And that's what it means that you add on the word Bishvua. And others say no, it's enough to say the word Bishvua. You don't have to say Shem Hashem when you adjure someone, Mashbian Aleichem Bishvua without Shem Hashem, or Mitzvani Aleichem Bishvua. And you don't need necessarily to say Shem Hashem. So different opinions whether adjuring someone based on the pasuk Vishama Kol Allah is where you hear a voice of someone who's coming to mashbiayu. So whether it's Shem Hashem, that's a debate. But either way, in all of these cases, Hare Elu Chayavin, such a person is chayav mishum shvuas eidus. Once again, if he denies knowing eidus, or they eidim deny on knowing eidus, and then they confess that they do, they have to bring the carbonal of a yorin. Bashamayim uva'aretz. But let's say the person says, I swear, or by the heavens and the earth, that if you know eidus, or I am mashbiayu rather, by the shamayim uva'aretz, that if you know eidus, come and testify on my behalf. Harelu b'turim. These, they are going to be patur. This is not considered a shvua. This is not a substitute for Shem Hashem. That is not going to be an effective adjuration. In other words, we don't assume that this is using Shem Hashem. It really means, not the master of the world or master of heaven and the earth, Hashem, but rather it's he's saying the heaven and earth, and it does it, and it does, we don't interpret to be swearing in the name of Hashem. Then the Mishnah has a whole list of the others. Let's say he's Mashbia the Eidim Ba'alef Dalet. With the Shem Hashem, the Shem Adnus, Alef Dalet Nun Yud, O Be Yud Hey, or the Shem HaMiyuchad. Or he's mashbia them bishakai, bitzvakos, bichanun, vrachum, berach apayim, vavchesed, vcholakinuyim, or any of your substitutes for Shem Hashem, hare elu chayavim. This is considered a hashbah, properly using Shem Hashem, and this would be an effective adjuration to the Eidim using even, and that's in the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So you don't need to use the Shem HaMiyuchad. You don't need even to use the second category, Elokim, Alat, Alanun, and Yud, Tzvakos, etc. Even using Chanav Racham, the attributes of Hashem, those also are effective for being mashbia someone in Eri Shvua. Then the Mishnah says, not this halacha doesn't only apply to Shvua. Now we're speaking about Mekalel Hashem, HaMekalel B'Kulon. Person who's Mekalel Hashem and uses any one of the substitutes that I mentioned before, Chayv is going to be Chayv Skila. Divri Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir says, why is this so? Based on the pasuk in Vayirchav Dalet at the end of Parshas Emor, when we speak about the Mekalel and the Megadef, it says, Ish, Ish, Asheri Kalel Elokov, V'nasach Eto. So Rabbi Meir learns from that pasuk that that comes to include anyone who is a Mekalel B'kilok B'cholakinuyim, the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav says. So that extra pasuk comes to, if the Mekalel Elokov in any language, with any Shem Hashem, even the third category, the attributes of Hashem, such a person is going to be Chayev Skila. V'chachamim potrim, Chachamim sener, the Megadef is not Chayev Skila until, and this is a language from Mishnah and Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin. HaMegadef enu Chayev ad yishayifarish Hashem. The Megadef, the one who blasphemes Hashem, is not Chayev Skila until he's Mefarish Hashem. What does that mean? So that means you're not using the Kinuyim, you're not using the substitutes, because the Pasuk says, V'nokev Shem Hashem Osimah, V'nokev, piercing literally, that is not you, person doesn't violate V'nokev Shem Hashem Osimah if he uses the Kinuyim. He does violate a lotase, but he's not, as the Pasuk says, Elokim lo tekalel, but to be chai of skila, according to the Chachamim, no. But when it comes to Shvuah Sa'edus, the Chachamim agree with the Rabbi Meir. You will be chayev on a Shvuah Sa'edus if the person was mashbiayu b'shem Hashem, even if it wasn't Shem Amyuchad, even if it's Chanavachim, even the third category, as the pasuk says, v'shama'a kol Allah, and any type of adjuration is included. Then the Mishnah says, "Makalul avivi imo b'kulon chayev." Did Rabbi Meir once again? Rabbi Meir says, a person who curses one's parents using any one of the names of Hashem, including the substitutes, is chayev skila, because he believes one who's mekalel Hashem, mekalel one's parents with kinui, is the same as being mekalel Hashem with the Shem Amiyuchad. V'chachomim potrin says, no, you're not chayev skila, because the pasuk says, and because they are based on the connection we made before, the Chachamim believe that you chayev, you're not going to be chayev unless you use the Shem Amiyuchad. Now, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, also Perek Zayin, Hamakalel avivi imo eno chayev ad sheyikalelem b'shem. So Rabbi Meir compares cursing one's parents to cursing Hashem. Cursing Hashem, based on the pasuk, the Baritum actually doesn't quote V'nokev Shem Hashem osimos. He says B'nokvo Shem Yumos. That's the extra phrase, B'nokvo Shem Yumos. That's the extra phrase to teach you that if a person curses either Hashem or one's parents using any other name, a substitute of Hashem, this doesn't count. B'nokvo Shem, that piercing of Hashem is only the Shem Hamiyuchad. Then the Mishnah says, "Hamakalal atzmo v'chaveiro b'kulon over below ta'ase." Person who curses himself and uses any one of the kinu, any of the substitutes of Shem Hashem, he violates the lo ta'ase of what? So cursing oneself is based on the pasuk Gedvarim Dalid Rak Hishama lecha u'shmor nafshecha ma'od. And that is, and Hishamer is a language of a lotase, so that is referring to one who curses oneself. And what about Mekalas Chaveru, lo tekalel cheresh? You cannot curse a deaf mute. So, and we learned from there in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Adaf Samach Vav, that it comes to include everybody. It's the Kavachomer. You can't curse a cheresh who doesn't even hear you. So Kavachomer is someone who can hear you. So that you violate the lota, say, of cursing oneself or cursing another person by using any one of the names of Hashem. Then the Mishnah says, what if one said to each one of the Edom, Yakacha Elokim, if you don't come and testify on my behalf? Or V'chein Yakacha Elokim. What does that mean? He heard someone reading the Torah, the Tochacha in Parshas Kisavo. And the pasuk says, Yakacha Hashem B'shachefes, whatever. And he said to each of the Edom, oh, V'chein Yakacha Elokim im lo to'idli. And all, not only that, Yakacha Hashem, but that we read in Kisavo in the Tochacha, but Yakacha Hashem should smite you if you don't come and testify on my behalf. So either they say Yakacha Elokim, or they heard someone reading the Torah, and they said, yeah, V'chein, yeah, not only that pasuk, Yakacha Hashem, etc., but V'chein Yakach Elokim, if you don't come and testify on my behalf, says that in Shul, and they hear on Shabbos when they hear Parshas Kisavo. So in this case, says the Mishnah, Zohi Allah Haksuva Batorah. When it says v'shama kol Allah, which is where the Shvu'a Sa'edah supplies, this is exactly what we're referring to. And therefore, a person would be chai for Shvu'a Sa'edah in such a case. If, in fact, he responds, of course, once again, the person says, Hashem should smite you if you don't come and test him. A person denies, and then he confesses that he knows Eidos. That is a show, kol Allah, for which a person would be chai of v'shvu'a sa'edus, the carbon of Yoreh. Since that is a list of curses, those are also alos. So therefore, that using the language that the Torah uses, the tochacha, which are also curses, yakacha elokim, is effective for a kol Allah, for the adjuration of someone who you want to testify on your behalf. Then the Mishnah says, al yakacha v'varechacha v'yetiv lach. Here, what happened? What did a person say? So here, he comes over to the two Eidim and says, you know, Hashem should not smite you. Al yakacha, if you come and testify. Vivarech, or Hashem should bless you if you come and testify on my behalf. Or Yetiv Lach, Hashem should benefit you, should do good for you if you come and testify. Rabbi Meir Mechayev. Rabbi Meir says, such a person is chayev for Shvu'a Sa'ed, which means if he denies knows testimony, then confesses, he is going to be chayev the Karman Shvu'a, he's going to be chayev the Karman Lava Yoreid, because by saying Al Yakecha, if you come and testify, Hashem will not smite you, that implies that he will smite you if you don't come and testify. And since that we understand from the positive the negative, so Michla Lava Tashamea Hein, so then we can figure out very simply that it's basically the same thing as saying Yakecha Elokim Eloti Iduni, Hashem should smite you if you don't come and testify. If that works, so then if you say Hashem should bless you if you do testify, so that should work. That should work as well. That implies that if you don't come and testify, Hashem should smite you. So Hashem should, once again, Hashem should not smite you if you come and testify. That implies that it should smite you if you don't testify. And Rabbi Meir, although Rabbi Meir in Masechet Kiddushin in the third parak does not subscribe to this principle of Mechlal Lava Tashamehen, you can learn the positive from the negative. Nonetheless, only in financial matters. But here, these are Isurim. This has nothing to do with money. And therefore, he would agree that we can learn the positive from the negative. So Rabbi Meir is Mechayev Bad Vachachamim Potim. They say no. It says Vishama Kol Allah. Kol Allah means you hear a voice of a curse. Person adjures him, Amashbiya you. If you don't come and testify, you're going to be smitten by Hashem. You'll be punished and whatever. That's what the Torah, that's Kol Allah. That's a language of a curse. But they're not a language of a bracha. And therefore, the Chachamim say that is not included. There would be no Shvu'a Sa'edus if you say you will be blessed if you choose to come and testify on my behalf. We begin the fifth parak. Shvuas ha-pikadon noheges ba'anashim uvanashim. We begin here speaking about the Shvuas ha-pikadon, which we mentioned in the past. The Torah says, nefesh and vayikra, hey, nefesh ki secheta u'ma'ala mal ba'ashem. What avera did the person do? V'kichesh ba'amiso. And what did he do? He denied owing money to his friend. And the whole list of things is pikadon. There's halva, there's a loan, the deposit, a loan, he owes him wages. Many examples of where a gazelle, he stole from him and he denies owing him the gazelle, where such a person was going to be chayef a carbon, it's a carbon asham, well, asham gazelos, which we'll see. So we're saying that this shvuas hapikadon applies ban ashim, uvan ashim, whether even a woman who denies owing a deposit, owing an object that she was watching, or a loan, swearing falsely, and then admitting to it, she'll be chai of that carbon as well. Barachokim uvakrovim, that applies whether it is someone who's not related to the Baal HaPikadon or even a relative to the Baal HaPikadon. If they deny owing them money and then they swear falsely, they're going to be chai of Biksherim of Basulim, and it applies even to people of Apostle Eidus. Supposed to Shvuas Eidus, if you remember, that applied only to people who are really suitable to testify, not true by the Shvuas HaPikadon. Bifnei based in Mishalo, Bifnei based in Mipiatzmo. If he swore on his own, where the Nitba, the one who was being claimed against, took the Shvuah himself, or so the person who was claiming from him was mashbia him, and he said amen, he's going to be chayof the shvuas hapikadon, even if he did this swearing outside of Beis Din. If one was mashbiahim and he did not answer amen, so the Toveh said to the Nitba, let's say, I mashbiah you that you should return my pikadon to me. And he responded, ein lach biyadi klum, I don't have anything of yours. And there was no shvua there and no amen to a language of shvua. So then, eino chayev ad sheyichbor bo bevezdin. That denial for the Bichayv Shua Safikadon, since this wasn't a language of Shua, he's not going to be Chayv unless this was done in based in Divir Rabbi Meir, who holds, we had this in the past, is since when it comes to being Mashbiah through someone else, it doesn't say, it's not mentioned in the Shua Safikadon. That we only learn from Shua Sa'edus. Therefore, it follows the same rule of Shua Sa'edus, where you're going to be Chayv only if you're Kofri denying based in, once again, if you're not using a language of Shua. But if you use a language of Shua, so then that can be take place or answer amen to the language, the adjuration of the person who's making the claim, so then that works outside of Beis Din. V'chachamim omrim, no, bein mi pi atzmo u'bein mi pi acherim, kevin shekaf abor chayef. Even if you mashbia through someone else, even if you didn't say amen to a language of Shua, you use a language of Shua, as long as you denied a pikadon, or a halva, or a geza, whatever it may be, and even if it's not done in front of Beis Din, you chayef is Shua sa pikadon. They say, when a Shua sa pikadon, it applies even out. You don't need a Beis Din, so there's no reason why you should need a Beis Din. If you don't need a Beis Din when you admit on your own, you deny and confess on your own, then it shouldn't matter if someone else is mashbiah you. That can be done outside of Beis Din as well. Which means we don't learn everything from Shvua Sa'edus. So it doesn't have to be exactly like Shvua Sa'edus. Shvua Sa'edus, you're right, that has to be done bifne Beis Din when we have mashbiah. Other people are mashbiah you, and you don't use the language of Shvua, that has to be done. You have to, denial has to be in Beis Din. I said, no, Shvua Sa'pikadon doesn't have to be exactly like Shvua Sa'edus. That can be done, since if you did it mipiatzmo, that can be done outside of Beis Din. So even if someone else is mashbiah you, and you didn't use a language of main or Shvua, your denial outside of Beis Din is effective as well for you to be chayav this carbon, as we'll see. V'chayav al zadon hashvua, val shigigasayim zadon abikadon. If at the time you took the Shvua, you said where you had the money of you, and you knew you had money of your friend, the Bikadon, the Hava, or the Gzel, or whatever it is, and you swore falsely b'mezid, and not only that, you knew you were chayv of carbon as well for taking that Shvua, for taking that false oath. Or Val Shigigasa Aim Zadona Pikadon, or even where you know you didn't know Yichai Bakarbon on this if you swore falsely, but you knew you had money of that person and you denied it. So you're going to be Chayv in both of those cases. But Veno Chayv Al Shigigasa, but if you didn't know you had money at all, you thought you swore correctly. You totally forgot you borrowed money, or you stole something from him, or whatever. Maybe you forgot you had a bikadon. You were watching an object for him. You forgot borrowed money. So you're an anus. So then you're not going to be chayav or carbon for swearing falsely. Uma chayav al zidona. What are you going to be chayev? We said, if you have zadon ha-shvua or shishgaga with zadon ha-pikadon, meaning you're not sure, you didn't know you'd be chayev ha-shvua, you know that you have the money. What are you going to be chayev? What is this carbon you chayev ha-shvua ha-pikadon, where you denied and you swore falsely and now you admit? Asham b'shek b'kesef shkalim. Yechayev a carbon asham, a guilt offering, which is worth at least 2 shekel. 2 shekel is a 2 sela of the days of the Mishnah, a 2 shekel of the Torah, because it says when it comes to Shvua Sa'pikadon in Vayikra, hey, ves ashamo yavi l'ashem, you're going to bring a carbon asham, ayul tamim, it has to be a ram, min hatzon, ber kechala asham el hakohen. And we learn from, that's the Asham Gezelos. But we learn from another Karban Asham, which is the Asham Me'ilos, where it says, Ayil Tamim in Hatzon Be'er Kocha Kesef Shkolim B'Shelach B'Shakal HaKodesh La'asham. What's the minimal of Shkolim? Is 2. So that means that a Karban Asham, with the exception of the Asham of a Metzora and the Asham of a Nazir, has to be worth, so our Ashamos, let's say, our Asham Gezelos and Asham Me'ilos, has to be worth that animal, that ram, at least 2 shekel. But of course, in order to get full kapara, to just bring a karban is not sufficient. As the pasuk says, you have to return whatever the money is. You owed money, you had a deposit of an object, you had a gezel, you stole money. And not only do you have to return the object or the money, you have to add a chomesh. You have to add on the a fifth, which is really really a fourth of the entirety. It's really a fourth of the amount that you denied. And because it says vishilam also barosho, you have to pay the keren, the principal, v'chamishisav yosef alav. The only difference is that the chomesh is not going to be ma'ak of your kapara. You'll get kapara as long as you bring your karban and you pay back the money. If you didn't give the chomesh, atonement you'll have, but you're supposed to pay the chomesh anyway.